Oh, really?
大家準備好未？
All right, let us pray, shall we?
讓我們一起禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence.
我們天上的父神，我們感謝你的同在。
We do worship you for all that you are.
我們敬拜你，因著你的所事。
How you feel for our need.
你对我们的需要，你自己里面充满着感觉。
How you provide for our need?
你怎样来到因着我们的需要，你为我们预备。
And what you want for our future too, it's so wonderful.
而且我们前面，我们前面的需要，你都是为我们有奇妙的预备。
We do thank you, Lord.
我在这里我们真的要感谢你。
Thank you that you have given us opportunity to think upon you.
我们感谢你给我们有机会，我们来思想你自己。
And the joy you had in everything you did.
在你为着你所作的，你充满着一切的喜乐。
We praise you, Lord. You're a man of joy.
我们赞美你，因为你是满有喜乐的各位神。
We worship and enjoy you too.
我们在这里来到敬拜你，来到享用你。
So bless this evening and this short time we have together.
我们求主你祝福我们今天晚上一个很短的时候。
May it mean something to every one of us.
我们求主将你的话写在我们里面，是充满有意思的。
Bless all the young.
我求你祝福我们所有的年轻人。
There's all the families represented here tonight.
我们在这里是各家庭里面的分子。
And continue to build your people together.
我求主你继续来建造我们你的子民，你的百姓。
In wisdom, love, and holiness.
在你的智慧上，在爱的里面，和在圣洁上。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Oh, something else has come.Thank you. Another table? oh, well. You're doing all things well. Right, now we're ready. We're going to look at a few verses in Gospel by Luke.
我们看在路加福音第四章的几节的经文
Chapter 4
第四章
Where Jesus introduces his mission, the purpose for which he has come.
在这里耶稣基督是将他自己来的这个差事的目标目的来到介绍出来
When our Lord came into the world,
我们的主来到地上的时候
He came on a mission of redemption.
他来到的差事是一个拯救的差事
And what does it mean? Redemption?
请教救赎是什么意思呢?
It means restoring or redeeming what had been lost.
这个意思就是恢复或者挽回那些迷失了的。
The word redemption in the Bible is used many times.
这个救赎迷失这个字在圣经里面用过很多次。
It's one of the names of our Lord Jesus.
也就是主耶稣基督名称名字中其中一个意思。
Our Redeemer.
我们的救赎主。
Because in the early days,
在早期的时候,
in fact, in all days, there's a danger of our losing what really belongs to us.
在很久的时候之前, 在那里有一个危机, 就是说我们失了我们原本所属于我们的东西。
And in the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter
25, 在利未记第25章那里,
there's a reference to Jubilee.
在那里有一个纪念到的千禧年
Jubilee was a wonderful day
千禧年是一个很奇妙的一日
When the trumpets were blown throughout all the land
在那个地上他们的喇叭就响着
It was a very special day
是一个很特别的一日
When all those debts were discharged
所有的欠人的债是都完事了
And all those mistakes were forgiven.
一切人所犯的过错都是被赦免了。
When all those who were aliens or exiles from their land or their home,
所有那些外邦不是他当中的这个陌生人，或者他们是被来到放逐出去的，他们都可以回来。
Came back.
他们都能翻回去。
Families were restored.
在他们的家庭很多的分子都是。被恢复是存在回来。
What had been lost? was regained.
是失咗嘅，系再一次系被重新得着翻嚟。
Well, that was the mission of our Lord Jesus when He came.
呢个系为主耶稣基督嚟到地上嘅差事。
Here He declares it.
喺呢度佢嚟到宣告。
In Luke chapter 4,
喺路加福音第四章,
verse
18.
We'll read to the verse 19.
我哋由第十八节到第十九节。
Luke chapter 4,
路加福音第四章,
from verse 16 to verse 19.
第十六节至第十九节。
Should read? Would you? Or shall I? And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
第十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，像安息日，照他平常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
第十七节，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的人得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
十九节报告神悦纳人的禧年。
And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down.
于是把书卷起来，交给执事就坐下。
And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him.
会堂里的人都定睛看他。
And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
有一节耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言。
This is the Lord announcing his ministry.
这是主在宣告他的职事。
And it arrested the attention of all that were there.
在那里来到捉着。
They hadn't expected him to speak like that.
他们没有在他的意料中想到主会这样讲的。
Because he had appeared to them just as the carpenter's son.
因为对他来说，他只是木匠的儿子。
That's what they said in the end of verse 22.
这是他们这样来到话主在第24节的尾那里讲。
They said, Is this not Joseph's son?
他说这岂不是约瑟的儿子吗？
They were surprised.
他们是很惊讶。
There was one among them who could speak and declare his ministry in this manner.
有一个人在他们当中能够这样宣告他的职事是这样的。
But they were all interested.
但他们很有兴趣。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why, because there was some there broken hearted.
因为他们当中有些人，他们的心灵是破碎。
Some there in terrible captivity.
有些人他们在被掳。
Some there blind, as we were thinking this afternoon.
有些人他们的黑眼，好像今天晏昼我们所思想到。
So many conditions of need were present.
在这里有很多不同境况的需要。
And the Lord now announces his presence there to remedy that.
主在那里宣告他的同在，也在那里来到医治这些的。
And we're going now to look at one particular example.
现在我们看一看一个很特别的一个例子。
In chapter 7.
在第七节，第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
是路加福音第七章。
From verse
36. 第36节开始。
And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat.
撒六节有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment.
那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and to wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
撒八节站在耶稣背后，拉着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，将自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
So this woman is at Jesus' feet in a very hostile atmosphere.
像这个妇人在耶稣的脚前，也都是一个很人很憎恨她的境况的底下。
Wasn't easy for her to come.
她来甚至来到耶稣面前都不是一件易的事。
She must have realized, certainly she would never have been welcomed.
她一定要领会知道原来她来的时候人家不会欢迎她。
But she had reached Jesus' feet with tears.
但她来到耶稣的脚前是眼泪的来到。
How was that?
为什么会这样呢?
Why?
为什么呢?
Why had she come to Jesus' feet with tears?
因为她来到耶稣的脚前带着眼泪。
Well, she was a broken-hearted woman.
因为她里面的心是破碎了。
She was a pathetic case.
在那里她有一个很凄惨可怜的情况。
She was really a sinner.
她真的是一个罪人。
She was a woman of the streets.
她是在街那里的一些妇人。
She was out at night for anyone who would use her for his pleasure.
她是人晚黑出到街上一个的妓女。
Anyone who wanted to indulge his lust upon her, her body was for him.
在那里她是将她的身体卖给人的情欲。
How had she come to that?
为什么会来到这样的境况呢?
Well, we don't know.
但我们不知道。
Very often there are such unhappy, unholy conditions.We wonder, however did this start?
来到一个境况是这么不圣洁，这么充满受苦的境况，但我有时想想，究竟在什么时候，怎么开始的呢？
How did she become such a sinner?
她怎么来到变成一个这样的罪人呢？
Having sold her virginity.
她将她自己的贞洁来到出卖了。
Become a woman of the streets.
她就是在街上一个妓女。
The plaything of lustful men.
是成为人的一些的情欲的玩物。
A woman discarded by all sensible people.
这个的女人是一切的正常的有正常心思的人，她都是拒绝她。
Lonely, friendless, ashamed, miserable.
她很孤单，她亦都是没有朋友，都很可怜。
If there was ever a woman that needed a friend,
如果任何一个的妇人，她需要一个的朋友。
This poor soul needed a friend.
这个实在是这个的很可怜的这个的灵魂这个妇人，她实在需要一个朋友。
And she heard that there was a friend of sinners.
她知道她听到耶稣原来是一个罪人的朋友。
Oh, that was hopeful for her. Was there really a friend of sinners?
对他来说这个是充满着盼望，他就说这个是不是实在是罪人的朋友呢？
One who would forgive,
一个可以赦免人的，
and also forget,
他可以忘记他的罪恶，
to remember no more,
他一切所犯的不会再纪念了。
The woman that had come to his feet,
这个妇人来到他的脚前，
she came with her tears,
他来到的时候，他的眼泪是湿了。
Why to his feet?
他的眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
Why? Because we do read about the feet of him, beautiful feet of him upon the mountains that bringeth good tidings.
我知道读这段经文那个那全福音报喜讯的他的脚中是何等的佳美。
These feet was precious to her.
这个脚对她来说是极之宝贵。
Because it was by these feet that this friend of sinners had come within her reach.
因为就靠着耶稣的脚，他来到找寻他，叫他这个罪人，他可以被来到接近了。
The one who was hopeless, now hopeless has come.
他一个这么无望的人，无指望的人，现在希望来到他那里。
I said something wrong there. I said for him that is hopeless to hopeless had come. Him, for she who was hopeless, hope had come.
就对这个妇人是存着一个极之无望的，现在有希望，有盼望来到佢嗰度。
It's a moment when in a despairing heart hope arises.
在佢嘅失望嘅里边，喺一个咁嘅光景嘅时候，喺嗰度希望系带进嚟。
When it appears that there is someone who would care.
在那裡好像對他來說,有一個人,他是會來到顧念他,
be able to do something for her.
是可以為他來做一些事情,
somehow restore her to friendly society.
是可以將他來到恢復,以致他可以成為在社會裡面人家歡迎他。
And let all the present be put far away.
是用他的一切,他的過去,他的現今的情況,來到將他
She had reached the feet of Jesus.
她来到耶稣的脚前,
and wetted his feet with her tears.
她的眼泪就湿了耶稣的脚。
What he must have felt.
啊, 主的感觉是怎样呢?
What Jesus must have felt.
主在那时候他感觉到什么呢?
He was behind, he hadn't seen her.
这个妇人在耶稣的背后,
he felt the tears of someone on his feet.
他感觉到有眼泪在他的脚上。
Oh, I believe his heart was leapt with joy.
我相信他的心里面是喜乐，是充满着喜了。
Here's another one whom my father has brought to me.
现在这里有另一个人，我的父是将他带来我的。
To give him an opportunity to do all that he could for her.
给他一个机会来做他所能够做的。
To repair her.
来到修改他。
To heal her wounds.
来到将他的极深的伤痕来到医治。
Dry up her tears.
来将他的眼泪来到抹干。
And give her place in ordinary people's lives.
就将他这个人的生命摆在普通人的
She not only wetted his feet with her tears,
不单止这个妇人是用她的眼泪湿了耶稣的脚,
she used her hair to dry his feet.
她更是用她的头发来抹干主的脚,
but more than that,
但更超过这些,
she had brought some precious ointment.
她带了一个极贵重的香膏。
What did she do with that?
她的香膏她怎样用呢?
It says she kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment.
她又用了年年的亲她的脚把香膏抹上她的脚上。
How did you come by such expensive ointment?
她怎么能够带走这些这么贵重的香膏呢?
Because it was expensive.
是不是因为很贵重呢?
This is something very unusual.
是不是一些很特别的东西呢?
When one of the disciples saw this being used on another occasion,
在另一个时候的警方的时候，有个门徒看到一个人，一个妇人用这么贵的香膏的时候，
also used on the person of Jesus,
亦都是用在耶稣的身上。
They said, what waste!
他说这样的糟蹋的。
This ointment could have been sold for so much and given to the poor.
这些香膏可以卖了很多的钱来到周济穷人了。
Is anything wasted that we spend on Jesus?
究竟我们用来到比耶稣身上是会糟蹋的呢?
Is this a violation and misspending of our gains?
是不是我们来到这样做的时候，是将我们所用的东西来到用错了呢?
She had kept that ointment, it was very precious.
这个妇人她是保留着这些很极贵重的香膏。
Why?
为什么呢?
Hoping that one day, didn't know when, at one day, she would be able to use it to express her gratitude for the mending of her ruined life.
因为她盼望有一天, 她能够将她自己的感恩表达出来,
deep wounds are not easily healed.
很深的伤痕是很难医治的,
it takes time.
好像是需要很久的时候,
and it requires patience on the part of the sufferer.
也在受这个痛苦的人身上,
but here is something that is happening in a moment.
但是这个事情这样发生的时候,
Jesus in his joy and love,
耶稣在他的爱和喜乐里面,
he immediately responds to her.
他就立刻向他回应了,
of course, not the Pharisee.
没错,
the Pharisee was sitting in judgment upon her.
这个法利赛人坐在的时候,
she was a sinner.
他说这个妇人是一个罪人,
her presence was not suitable to his house.
这个女人来到他家,
she should be hustled out.
他应该是被来到带出去了,
couldn't understand this so-called prophet Jesus allowing her to come and touch his feet.
他不明白,他对于耶稣是,以为一个先知,不明白为什么耶稣是让这个女人来到摸他的脚。
Well, before Jesus did anything for her,
在耶稣未为这个女人做一些事情之前,
he did something for the Pharisee.
他为着这个法利赛人做了一些事情。
See, it says in verse
39,
now when the Pharisee which had hidden, bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth. She's a sinner.
第39节,请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事心里说,这人若是先知,必知道摸他的是谁,是个怎样的女人。
Now see the lovely wisdom of Jesus.
但看到耶稣基督,
before he pays attention to the woman, he's going to do that without fail.
他做了一些事情,他不会失去机会。
What does he do with the Pharisee?
他对这个法利赛人,他怎么来回应呢?
That man is ready to sit in judgment and banish the sinner without any salvation.
这个法利赛人,他坐在那里,是审判这个女人,是将这个女人来隔绝出去。
Verse
40, 第40节,
Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee.
耶稣对他说,Simon,我有句话要对你说。
And he said, Master, say on.
他说,Simon就说,夫子请说。
He didn't know what was coming to him.
但他不知道耶稣会继续说什么。
There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50.
耶稣说,有一个债主有两个人,欠他的债,一个欠50两银子,一个欠5两银子。
And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both.
因为他们无力来到偿还, 债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。
Tell me, therefore, which of them would love him most?
但你告诉我听, 这两个人, 哪一个更爱他呢?
What is Jesus doing here?
耶稣在做什么呢?
He's putting the Pharisee in the judgment seat,
他将,
to be the judge.
他将这个法利赛人将他摆在审判者的座位里面,叫他做了法官,
compelling him to make decision on this matter.
他就叫他来到在这个事上,他做一个决定,判决。
And Simon, the Pharisee, responded.
这个西门,这个法利赛人,他就回应了。
Simon, verse
43, 第43节,
Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most.
西门回答说,我想是那多得恩免的人。
What was the question?
那个问题是什么呢?
What was it that the Pharisee had to decide?
和这个法利赛人他要判决的是什么呢?
That the master who was owed money by two of his servants.
债主他有两个人欠他的债。
One was a debtor by 500 pence.
一个是欠52银子,
and the other by 50.
一个是欠52银子,
Jesus said, which would be most grateful?
耶稣就问这两个谁会更感恩呢?
Of course the decision was easy.
没错,这个判决是很容易的。
The man that was forgiven most would be most grateful.
那个是被赦免,他所欠多的那个被赦免的,当然感恩多。
That's true, isn't it?
这是不是真的,是不是?
Well, it was true in this case.
在这个案件里面,这是真实。
Lord Jesus has given the Pharisee a chance to judge the rightness in this case. He said, you have judged rightly.
耶稣说你就判得不错了。
What was Simon's judgment?
Simon的判决是什么呢?
I suppose he to whom he forgave most would be most grateful.
他说这两个就是那个我想拿多得恩免的人那个就是越多的来到感激了。
The Lord said yes, that's right.
主说是你赚得不错。
Then he turns to the woman.
然后他就转过这个女人的第四节。
He turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman?
他于是转过来向着那女人便对西门说,
I entered into thy house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head.
你看见这女人么?我将你的脚,你没有给我水洗脚,但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚,用头发擦干。
Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time she came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet.
四十五节,你没有与我亲嘴,但这女人从我进来的时候,就不住的用嘴亲我的脚。
My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with oil.
你没有用油抹我的头,但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
十七节,所以我告诉你,她许多的罪都赦免了,因为她的爱多,但那赦免少的,她的爱就少。
He said unto her, thy sins are forgiven thee.
于是对那女人说,你的罪赦免了。
Oh, what news, what good news for this poor woman.
给这个消息,对这个女人,是一个好的消息。
Where was there any hope for her at all?
那里有,对她有什么盼望呢?在那里找到。
Everyone was shunning her, she was a woman of the streets.
个个都是不喜欢她,因为她是一个妓女。
Exploited by evil men.
在那里是被这些恶人来利用她。
Utterly spoiled.
在那里他的全部的,他都是毁坏了。
Undesired by anyone.
他个个都不会对他有什么喜好。
The Lord has forgiven.
但是主在那里赦免了他。
He has covered all.
他在那里遮盖他一切。
And she can rise with thankfulness.
他可以起来,感恩的起来。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because she came with tears of repentance.
因为她来到的时候,她的眼泪是她的悔改。
She didn't make excuses for her shameful life.
她没有在那里为着她自己很可耻的生命,生活来到给她的藉口。
She didn't start blaming her parents.
她没有在那里埋怨说是她的父母的缘故。
Or making someone else responsible for her evil behavior.
或者赖某另一些人, 来到造成他这么坏的生活。
She came with tears to the feet of the Savior.
他来到主,这个救主的脚前,来带着眼泪的来到。
Here's another example. Oh, my Father hath given me so many children.
这是另一个例子,就是主,知道,看看,我的父,神给我更多的儿女。
I've been thankful that I have sought to enter into the feelings and the joy of the Lord in the ministry that he fulfilled.
我在这里一路的经历到这个感谢，就分享到原来主在他的这个即时的里面，他的喜乐。
Because the word with which we started in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10
says,
the joy of the Lord is your strength.
是说到他又说的,喜乐是我的力量。
Joy gives strength.
喜乐是给我有力量。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because there's the impulse of love behind
it.
Jesus, as I said, was on a mission of redeeming.
我刚才说到,耶稣来到地上是一个救赎的差事。
And redeeming love gave power to his joy.
救赎的爱里面,是给了能力,也给了喜乐。
As he could meet those at the bottom of the ladder.
他一定能够去找着寻找在这个楼梯底下最低那些人,
and put their feet on the first rung.
也是将他们的脚放在第一步来可以行走。
Give them a start in a new direction.
给他们有一个新的开始,向着新的方向。
With a new objective.
给他们有一个新的目标。
Not to satisfy the flesh.
不再是满足他们自己的肉体,
but to satisfy the Spirit and God of God.
也就是满足神的灵。
This woman is now on the way.
这个妇人她现在起来了,
only at the beginning of the way.
也就是她开始路上恢复的起来。
But the Lord Jesus has got a place in her heart.
但是主耶稣基督已经在她的心里面得着她的心里面的位置。
Because he solved her problem.
因为主耶稣基督为他解决了他一切的难处,
given hope to the helpless,
他将他盼望给他那个他无助的,
and health to the sick,
再一次恢复他在疾病里面给他有痊愈,
on the way up instead of on the way down,
他将他带着一个向上的光景,不是将他走下坡。
Here is another one,
a child at the beginning,
but she's going to be among the sons and daughters that shall come to the glory of the kingdom.
这个孩子一路要成为神自己的儿子和女孩，是享用这个荣耀。
The Bible says of him,
圣经里面讲到这个人,
the good work that he begins, he will surely finish.
耶稣基督说,他开始了他的善功,他必完成这功。
And Lord, by joy, with joy and with redemptive love, begins.
我们的主宰开始的时候,是用自己的救赎的爱,和他满有喜乐的来开始。
Not only to give this woman a new clean start,
不单止给这个女人一个很干净,洗净的一个开始,
leaving all the past behind,
将她所发生的事情在她身上完全成为历史了。
And to accompany her and to commit her himself to every need she will have on the way.
也就是将他保守着,也就是带着他,在前面他一切的需要,主都来到为他,来到供应他。
It's not easy to climb out of the ditch and make your way to heaven.
一个人要从一个火坑里面来到爬起来,要去到天堂那里, 是不容易的,不简单的事情。
The enemy does not let his people go easily.
我们的魔鬼仇敌,他不会很容易让人这样爬出去。
There may be some falls by the way.
那些人,他们会在他们的路途上跌下来。
The Bible speaks about the valley of humiliation.
在圣经里面讲到,在这个幽谷里面,是被来到降卑这个幽谷。
And Bunyan, in his story, Christian's Progress, from the Pool of Despond to the Holy Gates.
约翰本人在这个天路历程里面,讲到在这个湖那里,充满着受苦的,来到天的门。
Speaks about the valley of humiliation.
讲到这个幽谷,那里是人在那里,来到是降卑了。
And what was that?
是为什么呢?
It was a place where Christian fell down.
在那里,基督徒是在那里跌下来,跌下来。
And Satan the dragon pounced upon him. Now I'm going to finish you off.
他現在說來到,
and it looked as though it was the end of Pilgrim's journey.
好像在這個旅程裡面,
after all, he would never reach the Golden City.
是不是就是這樣,他不可以帶去到這個金的城那裡?
And as Christian was brought down by the dragon,
當基督徒是被這個龍來到推低的時候,
his sword fell out of his hand.
他的寶劍就在他手上跌下來了,
but he grabbed it again,
但他再找著他的寶劍,
and took one deadly thrust.
他就將這個這樣來到一劍就插去了,
and said to the dragon or to the Apollyon,
他就跟這個龍Apollyon來講了,
rejoice not over me, mine enemy. Though I fall, I will arise again.
他說你我的仇敵,你不要讓我跌倒你就起來,雖然我是跌下來,我也要起來的。
Those words come in Michael chapter 7 and verse
19. 这个在尼加斯第七章第十九节那里来讲,
and with that deadly thrust of the sword,
他这个剑这样来到,是致命的,来到一次的时候,
the dragon was defeated.
这个龙就失败了。
Christian on his pilgrimage had the victory.
基督徒就继续在他的天路的旅程的时候,
that's just an example.
这个只不过是个例,
that we are beset,
那时我们是来到被击走的时候,
how wonderfully the Lord has done for us.
但我们的主奇妙来到为我们做的这个事情,
we were so dirty,
我们是这么污秽的,
so disgusting,
这么可耻的,
so hopeless,
这么无望的,
and perhaps despairing,
或者我们里面都是充满失望,
broken hearted over the condition we had reached,
我们的心是否现在破碎为着我们的境况,
and without any hope for the future,
或者我们前面的前途前面的日子我们没有盼望,
the enemy thinks, now I've got them down,
我们的仇敌很多时他就说现在我就刚刚可以控制到你,你就跌下来了,
but how to answer him?
我们怎么来向他回答呢?
The word
是神的话,
it is a two-edged sword.
神的话是两人的利剑,
it is deadly.
神的话是可以致命的,
it divides between this and that.
神的话是将两样东西分开了,
and the enemy doesn't like the sword, the word of God.
仇敌魔鬼不喜欢神的话,他不喜欢神的话是宝剑。
I know of a lady in London,
我認識一個女士在倫敦,
who is very much involved in helping people who have lost their way, or they have fallen, they don't know what to do or how to improve.
她在倫敦時常幫助人,她跌倒下來,她很失望,也不知道應該怎樣,
and this lady and her husband have spent hours and hours counselling these people who wanted help, they were in trouble.
這個女士和她丈夫,她很多時間,很多鐘頭,來到失望的人,她跟她來到傾偈。
And whatever they did, somehow these people still came again and again.
无论他们怎样来到向他们聊天,来到帮助他们,但这些人又时常再回来了。And
they said to one another, we're not helping these people.
他们就跟自己说,我们没有帮到这些人。
They're coming again and again and again.
他们个个又再次回来了。What
shall we do?
我们究竟要怎样做呢?
Well, then they agreed. They decided that this is what they would do.
他们就齐决定,他们应该这样来做。
To each one that was in trouble,
对每一个是有艰难的在里面的时候,
many different kinds of difficulties and heartbreaks,
无论在什么难处,在什么心痛的里面,
but for everyone who's coming constantly for counsel,
每一个时常来到去辅导的,
they gave them this advice.
他就跟他有一个这样的忠告,
you speak to three things.
你讲三样的事,
you speak to yourself,
你第一你跟自己讲,
you speak to God,
第二你跟神讲,
and you speak to the devil,
还有第三你跟魔鬼讲,
and they believed that that would help them.
他就说他们相信这样去帮助他们,
that would cure the trouble.
那就会来到医治他们的难处了。
Speak to God.
你跟神说,
speak to yourself.
跟你自己说,
and speak to the devil.
跟魔鬼说,
can you do that?
你能够这么说?
Huh? Can you do that?
你能够这么做呢?
How can you do that?
你怎么可以这么做?
Hmm?
怎么呢?
You can speak to God, can't you?
你可以跟神说话, 可不可以呢?
Can't you speak to yourself?
不单可以跟自己说,
can't you speak to the devil?
你可以跟魔鬼说呢?
Of course you can.
你可以跟这样说,
because we've got the way in the word.
因为我们在神的话那里又看这条路。
Oh God, my help.
神啊,我的帮助者。
Where art thou cast down, O my soul?
我的灵啊,为什么你在那里跌下低沉?
Hope thou in God.
应该仰望神。
Rejoice not over me, my enemy.
我的仇敌, 你不要因着我, 你来到痴笑我。
Though I fall, I'll get up again.
即是我跌倒, 我就会再起来的。
Though I sit in darkness, God will give me light.
即是我会在幽暗的里面, 在暗的里面, 神会给我亮光。
That's using the word.
这是用神的话。
And that's whereby people get through.
这个是这样, 人就在那里得着他的帮助。
How much despair we may have, how many failures we may have made, what hopelessness we may have come to. Hope thou in God. Jesus said, I am anointed.
耶稣说,
anointed by the Holy Spirit,
是被圣灵来到公务,
to bind up the broken hearted,
是将, 伤心的人, 他们的心来到医治,
to give sight to the blind,
是将, 盲的人, 将他们来到打开他们的眼睛,
in other words, to deal with every spiritual and physical infirmity.
换句话说, 在属灵的一日的疾病来到医治对付起来,
and who, how well he did it.
他做得真的好了。
This woman went away.
这个女人, 她离开的时候,
not only forgiven,
不单只是得着赦免,
but cleansed and restored.
也得着洗净, 也得着恢复。
She had friends again.
她再得着有朋友了。
Because she'd met the best friend of all.
因为她得着最好的朋友, 她遇到最好的朋友。
A friend of sinners.
这个是罪人的朋友,
who had forgiven her freely.
是白白的赦免了她的罪。
Now we can do the same.
我们都是一样。
We may have experiences.
我们会有一些经历。
We may be discouraged.
我们会很失望。
We may be confused. We may be stupid. We may be wanting and not knowing what we wanted. There are many conditions, even among God's people in these days, which is hindering them running the race. The Apostle Paul speaks of our journey from earth to the glory. As being an athletic event. As running a race. And
it
exhorts us to run so that we win. To recognize those things that will hinder us, trip us up, that we don't reach the winning tape. In the first letter to the Corinthians,
哥林多前书,
chapter 10,
第十章,
he speaks very directly to us all.
他很直接地跟我们每一个人来讲,
1 Corinthians chapter 10,
哥林多前书第十章,
verse 1,
第一节,
moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
第10章第1節。 弟兄們，我不願意你們不曉得， 我們的祖宗從前都在雲下， 都從海中經過， 都在雲裡海裡受洗， 歸了摩西， 並且都吃了一樣的靈食， 也都喝了一樣的靈水， 所喝的是出於隨著他們的靈磐石， 那磐石就是基督。
All these references are to Christian event or experience.
這裡講到的是對基督徒講， 對基督徒發生的事情和他們的經歷來講。
The apostle is speaking to believers in Corinth.
使徒保羅是對著 哥林多地方的信徒来读讲。
But what does he say in verse 5?
他第5節怎么讲呢?
But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
第5節,但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人,所以在旷野祷告。
Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after the evil things as they also lusted.
第6節,這些事都是我們的尷尬,叫我們不要貪戀惡事,盡他們那樣貪戀的。
Here, the apostle is telling us that the whole generation missed the mark, failed in the race.
保羅告訴我們,這裡有一個一世代的人, 他們在那裡失去了那個目標,他們在他們的競賽裡面,他們跌下來。
They started well.
他們開始的時候,開始得很好的。
They started freely from Egypt.
他們是從離開埃及的時候得著自由。
And they passed through the sea, they were baptized, as it says.
他們說他們經過的海,他們在那裡好像是受浸了。
And they had the bread which God provided in the wilderness. And they had the water too that he gave from the rock. These are all typical of our example or our experiences as early Christians. We've experienced the Lord in one way and another.
我們經歷主,是從各方面來經歷。
Brought us through the flood.
帶我們經過的這個泛濫。
Fed with bread and with meat in the wilderness.
在抗疫裡面,是將肉,將這個靈糧來給我們。
Yet they didn't win the race.
在那裡,他們沒有贏了他們的賽跑。
So you step back into chapter 9 here.
我們看到第9章的時候。
Chapter 9.
第9章。
Verse
24.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that he may win.
24節,豈不知在場上賽跑的都跑,但得獎賞的只有一人,你們也當這樣跑,好叫你們得著獎賞。
Verse 25, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
但節凡教力真誠的諸事都有節制，他們不過是要得能壞的冠冕，我們卻是得不能壞的冠冕。
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
所以我奔跑, 不像無定向的,
but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a breakaway, cast away. Now here, the apostle is using athletic events.
在這裡保羅是用一個競賽,這個運動的一個事情來做。
To illustrate what we must do if we are children of God. And if we have started the race, we must continue to win. We're going to gain the mastery, we must subject to discipline. Be subject to discipline. If you're going to run and win, you've got to train for it. And if your sport is boxing, you've got to hit the mark.
你要打中的那个目标.
For the boxing profession, you know they have to punch the ball.
你知道打boxing的，他哋要打嗰个嘅波嘅.
Practice punching the ball, punching the ball.
他们在练习的时候，他们要打那个。
To develop a strong punch.
他们可以在那里来发展，他们意思他们打那个拳呢，是很有力的。
But to punch on target.
还要打中的。
If you go miss the target, you lose your balance.
你失了你的平衡了。
And you're overthrown.
你就跌下来了。
So when Paul speaks in chapter 10 about those who died, missed the mark, failed,
在十章里面保罗讲到那些是死亡的，那么他们是失了，未到终结的时候，他们就倒下来的。
Those who needed the Redeemer to redeem them from the loss,
他们需要那位救赎主来将他们失丧的里面来救赎过来。
He not only tells us what we have to contend with,
不单止说到我们是怎样来到去这个竞赛,
but the enemies or the difficulties that we have to overcome.
也说到我们是受敌，或者我们的难处，我们怎样来得胜。
See what he says in chapter 10 verse 6.
我们看第十章第六节怎样说。
Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这些事都是我们的尴尬，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
One thing that may bring us down, spiritually bring us down.
有一件事情是将在属灵的那里来警方里面，就叫我们跌下来的。
Is in this word lust.
是这个字，就是这个情欲那里，贪恋那里。
What is lust?
贪恋是什么呢？
What is lust? It's a horrible word.
这个贪恋这个情欲是一个很可怕的一个词。
It's not just related to sex.
不单只是连上性的事情。
What is lust?
贪恋贪欲是什么呢？
Longing for what I do not have.
是就要去贪恋那些东西我没有的。
That's lust.
这个是贪欲。
That's very dangerous.
这个很危险的。
Because that can deflect us.
因为可以将我们反转过来。
How did that woman become a woman of the streets?
为什么这个女人会成为一个妓女呢?
How is her life brought to such shame?
为什么她的生活，她的人生带进这么一个可耻的地步呢?
It was longing, lust.
因为她的贪恋，她的情欲。
And that's one of the things that we have to be aware of.
这个是其中一些的东西，我们是要很留意，是要小心的。
And what does it say next, verse 7?
第七节怎么说呢?
Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
第七节，也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经常所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Paul is referring to history here.
本来是讲到他以前的历史.
It's the history of God's people.
是神百姓的历史.
And it's accounting for their failure.
是讲到他们的失败.
And the first was lust.
第一是他们的贪恋.
And the second was idolatry.
第二就是他们的拜偶像.
What is idolatry?
拜偶像是什么呢?
What is idolatry?
拜偶像是什么呢?
Some alternative to Christ.
是一切在基督以外的代替的东西.
Of course it might be, and it usually is, in the form of some image.
没错，是一些形象偶像做出来的东西代替了基督.
Idols. eyes that do not see,
这些偶像他有眼,
and ears that do not hear,
他们有耳,
and mouth that does not speak,
他们有口,
with no feeling at all,
他们没感觉,
idols.
啊, 他们是偶像,
and what is that for many people?
啊, 对这些来讲, 啊, 对人来讲,
it's an alternative to the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 对, 就是说, 他们对, 不要基督, 他们要另一样东西,
have you not been different since you knew him?
你认识了基督之后,
have you not found different life and different habits and different desires since you've known him?
你有没有找到一个新的生命, 一个新的习惯, 啊, 自从你认识了主之后,
but why then an alternative? Why not worship him? Listen to him. Obey him. Follow him. These fell through idolatry. What does it say?
他们说什么呢?
They danced around and sang, "We are God for Israel, the fourth out of Israel."
他们在跳舞,他们在吃喝玩耍,他说就是这个跟来带他出来埃及,带出他埃及来到抗议那里。
This happened when Moses was in the mount.
他们说事情为什么会发生,就是摩西上了山的时候。
They persuaded Aaron to make a golden calf.
他们就说服了亚伦,来为他做一只金牛。
And they worshipped the golden calf.
他们就拜这个金牛。
Said, "These be thy gods, O Israel."
他们说,这个就是以色列的神,这个就是带我们离开埃及的神。
And why? They fell in the wilderness.
为什么他们就在那里跌,在旷野里面跌下来?
Any alternative of Christ makes us very light.
任何一样东西是代替了基督,叫我们都是好像是很轻浮的。
You know, that many people now are trying to make religion or Christianity more attractive.
你知道今天很多人,他要使用基督教,来将它变成一些好像很吸引人的东西。
I have seen worship leaders come into a meeting and say, "Let us have a happy time today."
我曾经听过,看见一些大人去敬拜的那些时间的领袖,他来跟人说,让他们今天可以有一个很快乐的时候。
They want things to be lighter.
他们要得着的东西是叫做轻松的,轻快的。
The Christian meeting to be an entertainment.
他们想他们在基督徒的聚会里面,他们的聚会成为了人的享受,好像叫人来得着一些玩意的。
If you tune in on Sunday evenings to songs of praise,
如果你是在星期日的黄昏的时候,你打开你的收音机,你听那个节目,是讲到敬拜的诗歌,赞美的诗歌的时候,
you will very often find this.
你就时常可以找到,
it's given over to young people.
将这些交给这个年轻的人来做,
no reverence.
他们对神是没有敬畏的。
Yes, they're having a happy time. It's an entertainment.
它是一个娱乐,好像一个娱乐,它能够使它们很快乐的。
It isn't really a godly meeting.
它不是一些敬畏神的聚会。
Well, that's the result of idolatry. That's accepting any alternative to Christ.
这个也是一个拜偶像的结果,它们是不爱耶稣基督,是要另一样东西代替它。
But then another reason why they fell.
另一样东西,它为什么倒闭呢?
In verse 8.
第八节,
"Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000."
我们也不要行奸淫,像他们有人行的,一天就倒闭了23,000人。
23,000 people died in one day.
一天就倒闭了23,000人。
Well, a lot of people that died in the tsunami, wasn't there?
在海啸里,那里有很多人都死了。
Well, this isn't quite as many as that.
这里或者比较起来不是那么多。
But so many people to die in one day.
很多人一天这样来死。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they committed fornication.
因为他们行奸淫。
There's a consequence to sin.
在犯罪有结果的。
There's a wages of sin.
罪的有公价的。
And how many are suffering as a result of sinful living?
有多少人他因着他们犯罪的生活他们在接要活在那个效果里面。
Neither let us put God to the test.
Verse 9.
Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents.
也不要试探主,第九节,像他们有人试探的,就被蛇所灭。
And next verse. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
你们也不要发怨言,像他们有发怨言的,就被灭命,被灭命的所灭。
Putting Christ to the test.
是要试探神,试探主。
That's what Satan tried to get Christ to do. Put God to the test.
这个是魔鬼来到,要这样来到作,来将主来到被试探。
Jesus said no.
耶稣说,
we should never tempt the Lord our God.
他说,
never put him to the test. And yet we can, in a superficial Christian life, be putting God to the test.
但我们可以来到试探神,
I can go to the pub.
我们可以去饮酒吧。
I can still be a Christian.
我们可以,
I can do that, other Christians do that.
我可以做,其他基督徒都会做。
Sure God will keep me.
神会保守我的。
I can have one leg in the world and the other leg in Christ.
我一只脚来到在基督里面,另一只脚我就放在这个,不在基督的人。
Surely God will keep me.
神啊,你一定会保守我。
Don't put God to the test.
但是你不要试探神。
That's what they did in the wilderness.
但是他们在旷野,他们就是试探神。
They said, can God provide a table in the wilderness?
神可不可以在旷野里为我们摆设一个筵席呢?
They put him to the test.
他说,就将神,
he could and he did. He did provide a table in the wilderness.
And
he may help us on occasions when we put him to the test.
That
he keeps us from falling. From falling away. Now, we've only taken up this because the downward path begins very often in a simple incident.
我们认识到,我们向下坡走的那条路开始的时候,是时常是一个好像很简单的一个动作。
How was it that that woman who came with tears to Jesus' feet started on the downward road?
这个来到主这个脚前,带着眼泪来这个妇人,她开始的时候,她跌倒的开始的时候,她是怎样的?
Well, the first time she sold that which was precious to her.
It
was just the first step. But if we've taken the first step, it's much easier to take the second. There may be much hesitation about doing that the first time. But once it's done, twice it can be done. And so down and down and down we go. Until we reach the bottom. But if in tears with repentance we come back to Jesus' feet, he forgives and covers all and remembers no more, gives us the example of learning the lesson of wrongdoing.
叫我们,如果我们犯错的时候,是这样的。
So let us learn from the joy of Jesus in responding to the needs of that woman.
让我们从主,带着喜乐,来到恢复这个女人的身上,来到有学习。
And the joy of our Lord Jesus in coming to our rescue in any foolish step we take.
求我们的主带着喜乐, 来到, 当我们行了一步很愚昧的一步的时候, 主来到在我们身上, 来到挽回我们。
Or into any unhappy situation we find ourselves.
主来到我们的当中, 当我们实在落入了一个, 我们很不, 叫我们很不快乐的, 受苦的光景里面。
Amen. Do you close in prayer?
主啊，我们都感谢你，你就是那位在神比你的机会，你就存着极大的喜乐，你要作工在我们的身上，你将我们来到挽回过来，带到你的面前，为里面都是对我们满足你的自己的慈怜，也都是说，求主，你说是神比你的机会，你就存着极大的喜乐，你要作工在我们的身上，你将我们来到挽回过来，带到你的面前，叫我们一天来到你的荣耀的当中，来到你说，这个是求，主啊，我们当中，我们有受苦的，我们有离开了主的，主啊，我们在这里，我们求你自己的话找着我们，我们没有放过我们，没有叫我们在这里跌倒，在这里好像倒闭那个旷野的光景里面，主啊，我们求你来到按着你自己那个的，你宣告你自己来，说要来到，叫伤心的来得医治，叫黑暗的得看见，叫瘸腿的来到得痊愈，来到宣告神的欺凌，是越立的时候，主啊，就求你今天的晚上，你将我们找着，将